Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our Vanderpump Rules episode of Tender Loving Care with your host myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. This is the time of the week that we dive headfirst into Vanderpump Rules. Kate and I's podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Wednesday. In that episode, we break down a show from the TLC and Discovery Plus network, past or present, and deep dive the insanity of those reality shows. And we really look at if anybody is learning anything from the Learning Channel. On Tuesdays, we have our purely 90 Day Fiancé show. And on Fridays, we are going to be covering The Valley. So there's a lot going on, guys. But without further ado, let's get into Vanderpump Rules. Woo! So top of the show. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping. As you know, I always just keep reminding you, Kate is in the midst of moving cross-country. So I'm taking the reins of the party, and it's just myself and a few guests that will be popping in over the next couple of weeks. Thank you. I always like to start with gratitude, guys. Always start with gratitude. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone for reaching out, everyone for your DMs, your support, and everything. It's just overwhelming love, guys. Overwhelming love with a little sprinkling of anger towards towards some of our posts some way, but that's okay. And we have a ton of exciting stuff. If you will have seen today, if you're listening today, Wednesday, on our Instagram stories, we announced very, very exciting news that we have launched our merch. So it's been a long time coming. We have started with a couple of pieces. There is a ton more that's going to be added. And how we're doing it, guys, as if you've been a long time listener, you know that I had my own shop on Etsy, A Brit in the Sun. In that, I had tons of merchandise from pop culture references, a ton of Housewife, ton of Bravo, TLC. I had a lot. I had a massive fight with Etsy, essentially. So I'm no longer with Etsy, so I'm transferring a lot of that over onto this site. So there's going to be a section that is Kate and I's that's all about the TLC world and the podcast and things that inspire both of us, aka the messiness of reality personalities. And then there's going to be a whole section that's just my shop, that's The Brit in the Sun. So there's a lot coming, but I'm going to leave the link in our bio on our Instagram, which is Tender Loving Care Podcast. It's in the story right now. You can go click on it, link, pick up some merch. And we've got hoodies, we've got t-shirts, we've got tote bags, which are super cute. And to all of you that are purchasing, thank you so much. It's such a huge support for us. You know, we work hard doing this and we love it. We love it. And we love knowing that you kind of like it too. So, all right, let's get into VPR. Enough plugging, right? Enough plugging of my stuff. Let's get into VPR. I'm glad it's picking up a little bit. There was old school messiness in this episode, so I'm glad that we can kind of get into that again. because that certainly is something I've been missing from VPR, you know, real down, dirty, scummy behaviour. And this episode, we're on episode 9, and it's called Kiss Kiss Revenge Bang, or Kiss Kiss Revenge Bang. I don't know. But we start out, you know, what I realised about this episode today, and I think for a lot of them, there are so many filler scenes. You know, at the top of the episode, we usually get the, you know, they check in on everyone, someone's making breakfast, a cup of coffee. We've got James inexplicably picking out Ali's clothes, and you see Hippie, and we, but so much of the episode is getting like The Hills. Remember The Hills, when it was like 98% of it was just shots of like Les Deux and Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, and then someone just silently looking at a computer, and it, like, it's becoming like that. I mean, so much of this is just constant zooming in on Burbank, Valley Village, Toluca Lake, which, by the way, that's where I live. So it's like, I live around all of these people. So it's just like, okay, we get it. Can we get, just put a fight in or something, because this is getting tiresome. But we see James, talking to Ali, and luckily there was no shots of planes going over, going over the house of James and Ali this time. So the editors are giving them a bit of a break. They're not pointing out constantly that they live next to Burbank Airport. So thank you. So James is going to be DJing at Hotel Ziggy. Hotel Ziggy we've seen many times on the show and quite a few reality shows. They can obviously film there pretty easily. And it's a very cool hotel that has like always like DJs and stuff like that. And it's right on Sunset. So it's in the middle of everything. It is a very cool place. And Ali, you know, is kind of talking about who's coming, and Joe, ooh, spooky, spooky Joe is coming. Then we cut to Ariana and Sandoval's house, and we see that white noise machine gets a little section, gets a little shot on its own, gets seen, and Billy Lee comes in. And, you know, I've spoken about Billy Lee. When Billy Lee was on VPR at the very beginning, what an amazing woman. We were all so excited for Billy because she was representing quite, you know, very loudly and proudly. She mentions it a lot and was getting it in on Vanderpump Rules, which was so great that she was representing a lot of the a trans experience as a trans woman. And that's very important considering Sir and Pump are in, you know, the middle of WeHo. And you know, I don't think she got a fair shot on Vanderpump Rules originally. I think she was sidelined a lot. And she spoke about that after she didn't come back to the show. She said there was discrimination, there was a lot of that. Now she's back and she's very unlikable. Not just because she's on Sandoval's side, okay? But because she was a really good friend to Ariana. Ariana and her were really, really close. And Billy Lee is doing anything possible to just be next to Tom. And especially when everything broke out, she was constantly in front of their house, waiting for the, you know, photographers. And I'm just like, that wasn't the Billy Lee that we liked and loved. And she apparently hated Vanderpump Rules, hated the editors, hated what they did to her, said they were all very discriminatory towards her, which I don't doubt. But she's freely back on it now. But anyway, we see her coming into Tom's room and she's like, oh, I'm so scared to see Ariana. And it's like, you were her friend, dude. You were her friend. And you just completely abandoned her when she needed you. So, enough. And we see Tom's room that we've kind of had a glimpse of before. And whoa, it's not looking good, guys. There's no headboard. And that always just unnerves me. Here's the deal. If you're going to go home with someone to someone's house and have a good time, if you walk in there and you see there's no headboard, turn around. It's unacceptable behavior. And it's unacceptable behavior at 42 years old. And that's also unclear with Sandoval. He could be 43, he could be 45, unclear. But he's in his 40s, he should have a headboard. No headboard. And I realize that's a spare room. Ariana has the master. But they didn't even put a headboard for the spare room? What's going on? Anyway, so Billy Lee is saying, my friend T, is it T or Ty? T is coming. And we know from the trades during when this was being shot TMZ, Daily Mail, Radar Online, Page Six, all the decent, you know, news sources, was that he dated her for a little bit. And then T has recently been on Billy Lee's podcast. I don't know if you guys have seen that. And just spilling about having sex with Sandoval. It's strange. I don't get it. Ariana is in the other room on a FaceTime with Anne, basically saying poor Anne is just trying to go to see Taylor Swift. She's so excited and that's all she wants to do. She just wants to go see Taylor Swift. And you've got Ariana calling her, being like, can you just make sure Tom isn't downstairs because I want to go downstairs. And then she's saying, I need to get an assistant. And Anne's like, I'll be your assistant. Why was I not Ariana's assistant? I mean, I live around the corner from her. Perfect. I would have been perfect. I mean, would I have been breaking an NDA and reporting it all to you guys in the pod? Yes. But come on, guys. It would have been, I would have broken that wall. I would have been the podcaster that ended up on VPR. I mean, it would have been stunning. It would have been amazing. But alas, it's not meant to be. Then we get this scene. I put this on our Instagram because I may be wrong, but we see Schwartz and Lala meet up at Creation. If you're not familiar with Creation, I think it's a nationwide brand. Maybe it is, and I'm not sure, but it's a just ultra, ultra healthy organic juice place. So they have a lot of gimmicks, like you saw in this, of the juice shop being in a plastic syringe. And it's like they're all about, you know, wellness and the earth, but it's just packaging, plastic packaging constantly. Like Creation is... Do I love it and do I go in there? Absolutely. But it's just very LA, let's just say that. So anyway, they're in there and they're getting juices, and Schwartz is, they both seem nervous with each other. And even Lala says, oh, I always just talk about sex when I'm nervous. I'm like, why are you nervous? And I suddenly realized, and I put this on our Instagram, you know, the whole history of Vanderpump Rules, have you ever seen a scene with just Schwartz and Lala? I swear, if we went back on every single episode since Lala joined, there has never been a scene of just those two. It's unclear if they know each other. I mean, at this point, it really... So to see them together, and she said she was nervous, and Schwartz was all like fumbly and weird, and he was nervous. And I'm like, that's because these two have never spent time together, just the two of them. I may be wrong. If there's some infamous scene I'm forgetting between the two of them and just the two of them, let me know. But... It suddenly occurred to me as I was watching it. And, you know, Schwartz is so perfect for Creation. He's like, sometimes I just like to go on a 3-day, like, sober binge. Creation is like you go in there after you've been drinking and eating crap for, like, a month. And then you go in there and you spend no less than $150 on a few juices and a couple of shots. And you think that's it. Yep, done. I'm super healthy now. Like, everything is kind of good. My body's got its nutrients back. Like, I am good. And that's exactly what Schwartz was doing. It was very familiar. I have done it many a time. Then it comes out about this, that Schwartz is like, we're all cheaters. And Lala's like, yep. And you realize that all of them are cheaters, apart from Katie. I will say that. We have never heard of Katie cheating on Schwartz. I don't think she's a cheater. The rest of them have all cheated. And he said to me, look, I kissed Sheena when I was in Vegas. And then, of course, Lala's like, what are you talking about? And it comes out that it was 2014, and it was around the time that Sheena had just got engaged to... Shay Shay, or whatever his name was. I can't even remember his first name. What was Shay's first name? I know you're screaming it right now and I can't remember it. It'll come to me. But I'll just call him Shay Shay. And yeah, so we get a lot of good flashbacks in this episode. I will say that. We get a lot. But with the combination of the filler shots of the Burbank sign and flashbacks, that was like 3/4 of the show, I'm telling you. We go to... Lala's apartment, and we see Lily the dog, who's a beautiful dog. I haven't really got my eyes on Lily before. She's a beautiful dog. A little bit of grey around her muzzle. She's gorgeous. So of course, Lala tells Katie, and Katie is just flabbergasted and like, what's going on? Then we cut to Hotel Ziggy. So they're all getting set up, you know, Jamesy and Ali are getting set up. And then we see Joe come in. trying to pick my words here, okay? I am trying to pick my words because I don't know. I'm just trying to pick my words carefully. She comes in with wearing a tom-tom hat. It's just like, okay. She knows the majority of people, well, basically the girls don't like her, right? They don't like her. And it's basically her and Billy Lee and Kyle Chan, who's always there, and Sandoval in shorts. They're a group and then the rest of them. And, you know, Sheena just starts on, by the way, I cannot hear Schwartz call Joe Joseph one more time. It's so annoying, dude. It's so annoying. Then Sheena, you know, starts saying to Spooky Joe, she's just a mean girl. Like, come on, let's just be real. I went to an all-girls school. Sheena's always been the girl in school that wanted to be the most popular, that wanted all the boys to like her, and she had to be number one. She's got that mean girl side for sure. And she's picking on Joe. She's like, why are you wearing a hat? Oh, it has to be a tom-tom hat, I guess. Just stop it, show your braid. You're a hairdresser, aren't you? You're a hairstylist, aren't you? Then they like take her hat, and Joe is just, I've told you my feelings on Spooky Joe last week, but she is innately very, very awkward. But then don't be on this show. Why are you coming to this event with these girls on a television show? Come on, Joe. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. It's not good for you. And, and then we get kind of a confessional with Joe where she's got her legs crossed and she looks like she just needs to be in Ojai. She just needs to be in Joshua Tree or Ojai and cutting people's hair up there, because I don't know what she's doing here. And she's saying, you know, they've all been so mean to me for so long. And then Ariana has her confessional. She's like, you know, just to remind you, we're not bullying because we say these things about her. This is a girl that came to Ariana's house for Thanksgiving, knowing that this whole affair with Rachel and Sandoval was going on. It's gross, it's disgusting, it's ugly. She was going on double dates with Rachel and Tom. It's gross, it's all disgusting. And so, yeah, they're all just as bad as each other. And, it, Joe shouldn't be a part of any of this. And she's just, it's not a good look. So then, you know, Billy Lee is also there. What I find very interesting is that all of them are there and they're all very openly criticizing Joe. We've had many conversations, a couple of episodes now, about Joe. Not one of them has said anything about Billy Lee. And I find that really interesting. Not one of them has mentioned her name. Not one of them has said, I can't believe she's over there with Sandoval. Unless I've missed it, guys, because I find it, she was part of their group. She was their friend. She was Ariana's friend. And she completely went on the Sandoval train, yet it has not been brought up. And I want to know why. There's something going on there. I want to know why. So then Joe's there and it really is, you know, uncomfortable. She sat there and she started putting her fingers in her ears and she's saying, this is too much. It seemed like she was having some type of panic episode, and she goes off in tears and then she eventually leaves with Billy Lee. And it just shows that she shouldn't be here. She shouldn't be filming this show. She's evidently very, very uncomfortable with it all. It's just not good for her. So she shouldn't be there. She knows what she's getting into with these girls by now. So just stay away. I would love to see a scene with her and Kristen though. God, that'd be good. That would be really good. Then we get this scene with Lala, Katie and Ariana, and they're kind of going over this kissing thing with Sheena and Schwartz. And then Sandoval comes out of nowhere and he's like, hi, Ariana, I don't mean to interrupt. And did you get the letter? And she's like, it's with my lawyer, and turns around. And it's just so cringe because Sandoval, it's all so calculating, waiting for the camera to be on, waiting to have one of his sympathizers there, Lala. And he walks over and it's for him to be like, look, I'm just, you know, I'm trying here, guys. See, it's about the house and I'm the one that's trying to make things happen. And I'm the one that's, you know, being really civil about all of this. And I just want all of you to bear witness to this. And then he's basically winking at the camera to show what a good guy he is. Annoying. And he leaves. Then we see Sandoval speaking with T, about a bowling day. And she's only, I mean, she's 24 years old. He's like 42. I mean, stop. It's so stupid. I was thinking about how old she was when Vanderpump first aired. She was definitely in secondary school, in high school. I mean, it's just so, so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Oh, my God. And then he's like, my first job in LA was like a pool attendant at Sky Bar next door. And Sky Bar used to be the place to go, right? When Sandoval was working there, like 2000s, mid-2000s, like the coolest place, definitely. And she was probably, she definitely wouldn't have been allowed in there. And she was probably doing algebra homework.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And he's talking about working there and she probably has no concept what Sky Lounge was. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. Sheena finally speaks to Katie about this kiss and she's like, it wasn't a kiss. It was just a make-out. She's like, I was making out with Ariana the whole time. I didn't make out with him. And then we get this flashback. Thank you. It's one of my favorite flashbacks. First of all, we're seeing Sheena saying, look, I didn't tell Katie because that's when it was really at the height of Katie versus Sheena and she hated me. And we get a flashback with my perfect era of Katie and her orange hair. Now, listen, I pretty much have orange hair. I say that my hair is modeled upon Katie's orange hair, proudly so. I'm very proud of it. It is orange and I like it. And so we get the flashback of that beautiful time. It was Peter's birthday and remember Sheena had like given a lap dance and she's like, I'm practically engaged. Oh God, it's cringy now. And to think of all the stuff that happens between them all and Sheena's and Katie's going at her and then she goes, and then Tom Schwartz is trying to, you know, stick up for Sheena and Katie's great line of stand up for their whore in there. She like had this, tequila Katie time. And it was such a pivotal scene for so many reasons. That classic line, that whore in there, like her whole voice was just bizarro, like Meredith from Salt Lake City of the husbands. It's like the alcohol takes over and you just have a completely different accent. Plus, guys, can we please forget, not only was it that, the line that's so infamous, the orange hair that's so infamous, that was the night that she got wasted drunk. We never saw it, but it was mentioned the following day that she got keys, threw them on into bushes, because we know this because it was the next day. She's hungover, crying, and going to the garage sale of Christina Kelly, Stassi, and Kristen. And then Kristen goes, and then Stassi's like, do you remember what you said last night when you were wasted? And Katie's like, I don't know. She goes, you said that Kristen slept with Jax. And that's when Kristen says, I swear on my nieces and nephews, I never slept with Jax. This was the night before. So if you are a VPR historian, this was a pivotal scene for them to flash back to. And I appreciated it a lot. They're whoring there. Okay, so I just had to mention that. So then we go to this scene that they all go to get like mocktails. And it's Lala, Schwartz and Jamesy. And then they're like, oh, is Sandoval coming? And they're like, yeah. And Lala's like, oh, great. And Sandoval turns up. I just feel like, have I missed something? about now they're all hanging out with Sandoval. And listen, I knew this had to happen. You couldn't have had a show where Sandoval is only with two people the entire season. I understand that. However, I just... I don't get this Lala thing. I think... I know Lala can't just be completely aggressive with him the entire time and that's going to be the show. But I also don't think it should be Lala. It's so much encouragement of this redemption arc of Sandoval. You don't need to be screaming at him like you were at the reunion, but just let it go and don't be a friend with him. But instead, she's actively pursuing a friendship with him, which Sandoval admits later on in the episode. He's like, we were never even really friends anyway. It's really uncomfortable to watch. I cannot... No wonder Ariana and her aren't speaking anymore. And then he recounts a story about Maya got into Ariana's room and blah, 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 blah. And something kind of happened and she gets into a load of stuff and it was left there. It'll be picked up later. And then Lala says, I'm having this water sommelier event. I mean, we're really dredging for stuff at this point. Water sommelier. I mean, can we just go back to the days of Jax getting, you know, being in jail for the weekend, getting his car towed, trips to Vegas, road trips to Vegas, you know, the boys not sleeping all night and having shots of Fireball. Like, can we not just get back to that, guys, please? I don't want to see a water sommelier. And then Lala says this line that I had to rewind, listen to, and I quoted it. She says, I'm doing this water sommelier event at my house. Sandoval, you're most welcome. I just, what's the point? Like I say, it's not that I think Lala should be screaming at him the entire time and fighting and combative. I just don't see why she's pursuing so actively a friendship with him. Let it go. Just let it go. Then we get more filler shots of, whoa, this is a sign in LA. It says, Burbank, Toluca Lake, West Hollywood. It's just, okay, got it. And then we're back at Sandoval and Ariana's house. He's doing this breath work, which is just, I was over it. But what I wasn't over was Lala's outfit when she arrives. Now, I tried to pause it and get a photo, but I couldn't. So she is wearing a waterproof, okay, camouflage jacket, a huge oversized waterproof camo jacket, then with a Bratz chunky heel platform shoe and that YSL pyramid purse. I'm just gonna leave that there. And then the convo, they get a latte, they go outside and they're sat speaking, and the conversation is about, I mean, it's about them, you know, about him doing better for himself and how he says this was supposed to happen, and Lala's like, it was supposed to happen to me too. And like I say before, I just put this down. I just put that it just seems pointless. They weren't friends before. So why is this whole story? I mean, that's what it is. It's a storyline of Lala pursuing a friendship of and a journey of forgiveness with Sandoval, because really there's nothing else to talk about. Let's be real. What else is Lala's storyline? She's definitely, I would think it'd be much more, she's got much more to talk about, but I think she's just been put into this hole of this is her storyline. It's just chasing Sandoval and finding forgiveness, and she finds forgiveness in herself and wah, that's it. She shouldn't have been cornered into the storyline, because there were much better things that we could have spoken about and been on a journey with Lala than this. It just feels very, very insincere and pointless. That's what it is. It's pointless. She's not going out for drinks with Sandoval right now. You know that full well. Sandoval hasn't called her. Like, come on. Then we get the something about her. And I'm glad somebody was at least honest about this. We're back at something about her. We see Katie and Ariana are, you know, mentioning we've had some setbacks. Now, I passed something about her. I'd mentioned this on mini episode goss sesh on the pod recently. I had passed something about her, and we know, as they've explained, Katie and Ariana, that they had the patio. They had to remove the patio because you need a specific permit. The permit hadn't come through. And in Los Angeles, and well, wherever it is, if you're applying for a permit, you have to have a big banner outside, a big banner like poster that specifies the permit application, okay, and what you're applying to permit. And that was the patio for them. Plus, I think there are other things. And they're in West Hollywood. Once again, they don't exaggerate when they say West Hollywood is extremely expensive and extremely hard to get permits, and it can take a long, long time. I went past there the other day, and that permit application isn't even there anymore. It's gone. So I don't know whether that means, on a good point, it may mean that they've got their permit and they can go ahead and build that patio again, except there's still no patio. All the windows have, they're not boarded up, but they've have like thick paper put on the inside of them so you can't see in. But nothing is going on there. There's no work going on. There's still no patio. And the entire poster for the permit application is gone. So I don't know what that means. And they're doing a tasting again of the same sandwiches. And I'm going to say I enjoyed Lala saying, why are we doing this again? It was pointless. And they're all there. And of course, Jamesy makes that joke about, well, Tom likes a sloppy Joe. I mean, that must be hard for Joe to listen to. But Joe, you know what? You shouldn't have come on the show, dude. You were a shitty friend to Ariana. And you shouldn't have come on the show. Because if you go onto a reality show, especially one like this, especially with your history with these people, you better have a very thick skin. So then their taste, and I didn't even, it wasn't until they were about to move on to Sir, because they were going to go and see Lisa at Sir and bring sandwiches to her again, that I noticed that Brock was there. Now, I don't think Sheena lets Brock out of her sight. I don't think she's one of those girls that when she has a boyfriend, the boyfriend's with her everywhere she goes. And this is her husband, I guess. Husband is with her every. She used to be like that with Shay Shay, or whatever his name was. And what was his name? I'm sorry, all of you know it, but it is just always lost on me. Anyway, and I just put that Brock is just carried around like a, dragged around like an emptied out suitcase. That's what Brock is. And he's, for the majority of the time, wasted. And I'll get to that in a minute. But Brock's just there with the thighs out, always with the thighs out. And he's just like tasting sandwiches. I'm like, what are you doing here? In the words of Vicky Gunvalson, whose birthday is today, happy birthday, get a job. I don't know what he's doing. All right, then we go to Sir, where we see, we do see Lala speak to Ariana about meeting with Sandoval, and then Ariana explains the $6,000 bet bill. $6,000 vet bill for Maya, because Tom had locked her in that room and she had eaten some of Ariana's takeaway. So it was, yeah, it was really not good. And Ariana, she is done with Lala at this point, and yet they have months to go, and of course a reunion, it's all going to come out. But yeah, then we see the emergence of Lisa, Ken and Puffy. Now Ken, God bless him, I mean, he's still doing it. He's still acting as though he's half interested in anything that's going on with any of these people. I did put a little post on our Instagram, 10to11carepodcast, just, you know, a little freeze frame of Ken and Puffy. Puffy nearly falling out of his arms. And I just put, you know, does Ken realise, does he think he's shooting for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Does he know where he is? I mean, there's a lot of questions I have. There are a lot of questions I have about Ken. In the words of Jason Mantzoukas, can everyone see Ken? I will never stop quoting that because it was so brilliant. But he's there, and then he has to feign interest because it's this stupid scene of Lisa tasting these sandwiches, Ken tasting these sandwiches. Little Puffy's there, looking stunning. And it's like, oh yeah, so we found out something. Oh, it's like so bad. They can't even fake it anymore. And they said, we found out something, yeah, that Sheena made out with Schwartz in 2014. It's like, okay. And all Ken said, I'm sure he was just nudged and handed a piece of paper that said, read this. He just said, I'm getting it all wrong. It would be great if he had got it wrong like that. But it was literally like he was given a piece of paper to say a nudge and said, just say this now. And he's like, oh, Sheena and Schwartz. And then that was it. Then we see, this is the same scene. So we see Schwartz comes over and like spills espresso martinis to the girls. And then Lisa says something about Sheena and he just leaves. He goes to the bar with Brock. Now that, never ever forget that Brock asked for a shot of tequila with a splash of Smirnoff in it. Please never forget that. And he's at that bar taking more shots and then gives one to Schwartz. And I think he's drunk. Anyway, he explains this whole scenario that, you know what Katie did, Matt, because Schwartz comes over and goes, oh, they're all talking about blah, 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 blah. And he goes, well, you know what Katie did last night? Katie left with Max. And we remember Max. I never really liked him. He had one of those faces I couldn't trust. And I know that sounds bloody ridiculous, but I didn't trust Max's face. Very foxy, he seemed like he'd be nasty. He seems like he's a man that would call a woman fat to antagonize her. I'm so sorry. I don't know this guy, Max. He could be the nicest guy. And I'm so sorry that I'm saying this, but that is my gut feeling. He evidently reminds me of someone, but it's that foxy face. That you're thinking, kind of cat eyes, and you think he's kind of nasty. He'd be nasty verbally to a woman, I bet. Sorry, these are all aspersions. There is nothing to back any of this up. It is just completely me making this up and guessing. Anyway, so apparently there's so many layers to this. They go to the Hotel Ziggy. They go to an after party. Sheena invites Max. Max comes along, super friendly with Katie. Katie and Max leave. Sheena has Max's location. We see in the confessional, she's the location of 56 people on her phone. I don't have one, and I haven't given mine to one. It's bizarre. Bizarre. I don't know. Is that a common thing that people do? I don't know. I've never done that. So she has Max's, and she sees that Max is at Katie's apartment in the evening and in the morning, insinuating obviously that Katie slept with Max. He was a former manager at Tom Tom. Don't know what he does now. I wonder where he is in LA. Maybe I should do a deep dive on him. And apologize for the stuff I said in this podcast about him. So, you know, Brock's really like stirring up and he's like, see, that was your bro, man. And apparently Max is like Schwartz's best mate. I mean, yeah, it's not a good look for your best mate to sleep with your ex-wife. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. He shouldn't have done that. But Katie is single, but still it is kind of icky and gross and it's like, come on. But that's Max's issue, not Katie's, I don't know. So then we have Tom arriving with tea after they've gone bowling and the outfit that he's wearing, I just said it has to stop. And then Ariana comes over with Sheena to get water and Ariana kind of talks to T about, you know, he's a 41-year-old narcissist and it's like, just let it go. Just walk away. And that, I mean, that girl's 24. What does she know? She has an opportunity to go out with somebody that's on television and get her face on television. So whatever. They kind of leave and then, or they're all kind of hanging around the bar. And then Brock reveals to Sheena that he just told Schwartz about the Max and Katie thing. And I'm telling you that Brock, he hates Sheena. I'm telling you, there is stuff going on there that are so many layers deep because I think Brock, I don't think he's working. Okay, that's all I know. I just don't, from what we see, it doesn't work, right? Sheena is the one that's making all of the money. Sheena is not the, even though she does go out a lot, she's obviously had a lot of, you know, just regular issues as you would with the new mum and worrying about the daughter and Summer Moon and, you know, proper care for her and things like that. And Brock resents her for that. I think he resents her for a lot of things. And when he starts laying into her at that bar, guys, I don't like it. I didn't like it one bit. I didn't like his attitude. I didn't like his drunken slurring at her. And I'm telling you, I give them a year. I'm sorry. I sound very pessimistic, but I don't know what's going on with these two, but I don't think it's good. But I hope it all clears itself up for Sun Moon. I really do, but it's not good. And then the episode ends with them going back to the table and Brock like pointing out what Katie did to try and what, shame her? And then Katie's like, what? And then Ariana's like, what? You went with Max? And Lala stands up, very Kyle from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and is just like, I'm sick of everyone not being genuine here. Everyone just lies and lies and lies and lies. And it's like, all right, Lala. I mean, it's a reality show on Bravo. What do you want? No one should be honest in reality shows on Bravo, okay? That's one of the things you sign up for. No honesty. Anyway, that marks the end of Vanderpump Rules. I did enjoy it. I did. So I'm glad that there are things that are coming out. And you know what? The Valley's on. I think it's tonight, guys, or tomorrow. So I am looking forward to seeing The Valley as well, dare I say it. I am. I just want to see more of Kristen and Jax go out with each other. I really am. And her boyfriend, once again, is something. All right, so I'm going to love you and leave you. I will be back later on today with another episode for you. Then we're going to have the Valley episode, a Patreon episode on Friday. We've got all the good stuff. Guys, go check out our Instagram, Tender Love and Care Podcast. That's where you can find our merch. I'm also going to put a link to it in the show notes. Just want to say thank you so much for supporting us, for buying our merch, for joining us on Patreon, which is only $5 a month. We have tons, hours and hours of extra episodes on there. I just want to say thank you so much. And all the DMs you send, I read every single one of them and I respond to every single one of them. The same as our emails, tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com, Instagram, tenderlovingcarepodcast. I love you all. I think that's it. I'm going to take some water and I'm actually off to a puppy shower right now. Yeah, interesting. Very LA. All right, have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.